What's up? It's Draymond Green, back for my 14th NBA season and the new season of my podcast, The Draymond Green Show. Unfiltered takes, real hoop talk, and big-time guests. There's no holding back on the court or on the mic. Follow The Draymond Green Show wherever you get your podcasts.
Doug Carr, Scott Anderson, 97.1. So one day after Mike McDaniel interviews for the offensive coordinator position of the Detroit Lions, he is listed as the, is it a 1-to-1 favorite to go to Cleveland as a head coach?
Yes, he's plus 100.
I was reading some stuff last night where there was sort of this feeling that he wasn't going to get a head coaching position this cycle. I feel like with the additional maybe surprises in the last week, like Baltimore and Pittsburgh, I don't know if there's a chance in hell he's not going to get a head coaching position this cycle. If I feel like it's highly, highly probable. I mean, hey, look, I love it if he didn't, but it feels to me like that's just probably not going to be in the cards.
I think McDaniel is going to be a head coach as well. But if he's not, then it absolutely opens the door.
Love what they've done to position themselves to be, you know, hey, didn't work out. But
right. And with Philadelphia getting rid of their offensive coordinator, well, that's an interesting job over there in Philly as well.
Yeah.
A team that has a better offensive line, has a superstar running back like the Lions do. They've got great receivers like the Lions do. It's a similar thing. Do you want to work with Jalen Hurts or do you want to work with Jared Goff if he doesn't get a head coaching gig?
Yeah, and the only thing with that is, Gators, you might be there for 1 year only, good or bad.
Well, yeah, because Philly's gone through five coordinators in 5 years.
Yeah, and then two of them good because they got head coaching jobs after, and two of them bad because they just were not good enough. So,
Detroit News did a story about who their OC could be, and they listed more than Mike McDaniel as far as candidates are concerned.
Well, they got an interview with somebody today.
Who are they talking to?
Mike Kafka.
Oh, the dude from the Giants.
Yeah, the interim coach for the Giants who was calling plays and called plays against the Lions, and the Lions win over the Giants in overtime.
Mm-hmm.
I also find it interesting, the two candidates they've interviewed for the offensive coordinator job are from two teams. Were the Giants in town for the, was it Giants at joint practices with the Dolphins?
It was the Dolphins. Wasn't it the Colts? I don't remember.
I think it was the Colts. I forget who the other team was.
Why might have been the Giants. It might have been the Giants. Was it Kane? Do you remember with the two teams that came in for joint practices, the Dolphins and Giants?
I do not remember.
I can't remember.
Well, they played them in the preseason,
yeah,
right?
They played them during the regular season.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Late in the year, and it was
he called up the Jameis Winston throwback pass on us.
Was it the Texans?
Maybe it was the Texans. Yeah. I forget. Whatever. Strike that. But nonetheless, they obviously played each other in the regular season, and Lions did a great job offensively against the Giants, racking up all those yards, and that was a big Jahmyr Gibbs game, and that's when he had 219 on the ground. But the Giants, if I'm not mistaken, then they put up well over 400 yards in offense against the Lions.
Yeah, Jameis had a great game. The other names on the list, T. Martin is one of them, who would be coming from the Ravens, and I'm not sure. I would want somebody who worked with he was a quarterback coach with the Ravens. And I'm like, you know, it doesn't mean it can't be done, but is there any comps between what the Ravens are doing with Lamar and what the Lions would do with Goff? Does that make any sense?
No, I don't think it does.
Yeah. Jake Peets is the passing game coordinator for the Seattle Seahawks. And He was 2 years with Nick Saban at Alabama as an analyst. And then he put in some years with the Rams and McVay. And I know you don't love McVay, but you know that's the tree that that Jared Goff fell off of. And what they've done this year offensively with Sam Darnold, not particularly a mobile quarterback, and you know where he's got that team, that's an interesting one that I think warrants further inspection. I'd be intrigued to see how far that gets. Do you have any thoughts on Pete?
Say that again. I'm sorry.
He was a guy with the quarterback coach with the passing game coordinator with the Seahawks.
Yeah, I'm not interested in quarterback coaches.
I'm not a passing game coordinator.
Yeah, no, I'm interested in offensive coordinators, head coaches that know how to call plays, to be coordinators. I don't want to take a chance on who the next young stud is going to be. I want the guy who's done it. I want some experience.
Well, what he helped contribute to was one of the top scoring offenses in the NFL this year. Their passing game was top 10 in the NFL. But look, if he's never called plays before and you have no interest in him, that's fine. I'm not as opposed to it because it just feels to me like we know what this offense can do. I don't know that it takes a ton of experience there, but
look, all of us, you know, with my opinion on it, that's just what I want.
Pizza's a wizard, dude.
It doesn't mean that I wouldn't go ahead and interview guys. Go ahead, interview everybody, right? But my guess is the one that I would want is going to be somebody who's got experience doing it. Now, when the Lions interview these guys, whoever they hire is going to be somebody that blows them away, or it's going to be somebody who they're like, they just start smiling and nodding at each other going, yep, this guy fits exactly what we're looking for. And I'll have no idea what that is because I'm not part of those interviews. But I'll guarantee that's exactly what they're going to say once they make a hire. Is it, you know, if it's Dan Campbell doing the talking in a press conference, yeah, Brad and I just, there was a moment during the interview, we just looked at each other and we're like, this is the guy. Mm-hmm. He's our guy. He absolutely buys into what we're selling and what we want to do as a team. And it's a perfect fit for us. That's what they're going to say.
It's probably how it works. Sitting in those interviews and it just becomes obvious who that they want. Now, McDaniel, look, we can hope that there's a complete and total, you know, for some reason somebody like bails on him. But then there's, what about Stefanski? What about bringing in Kevin Stefanski to be your OC? The fired head coach of the Cleveland Browns.
I mean, I'm open to it. He's another guy that everybody says is a great offensive mind. And yet, I don't know if the Browns were ever thought of as being a great offensive team, but you know, things got derailed there when they gave up their entire future to get Deshaun Watson, and then he got hurt, and then they start scrambling. So then he's working with rookie quarterbacks and, you know, a 60-year veteran or whatever. So it was kind of difficult to gauge what he did there, but he is highly thought of. Again, bring him in, absolutely. And it would seem that that's a guy that, at least on paper, has an awful lot of cachet. Has a resume that apparently people really like enough to give him another chance as a head coach. There are some people that think that the Browns are crazy not to hang on to him as head coach. So, yeah, look at that very seriously.
So, I like that because he's experienced. When he was the offensive coordinator in Minnesota 5 years ago, they had one of the top offenses in the NFL. That is something that you know, he had to like. There's your experience, Gator. That would be your guy with experience that could, you know, make a ton of sense. The name that I mentioned at the beginning of this whole thing was Zach Robinson, the offensive coordinator with the Atlanta Falcons when Raheem Morris got let go. I've heard no rumors about him. let me do a quick Google search and see if he's interviewing anywhere because that's a guy that has a ton of experience dating back to having worked in LA when Jared Goff was there. And I think that's an important part is being able to know what you're getting and, you know, a guy that knows what he's got in Goff, and Goff knows and trusts him, which I got. Just because they work together doesn't mean he knows and trusts him. Zach Robinson is interviewing with the Buccaneers as a possibility for their open offensive coordinator spot. So there's that. Meantime, is there anybody from we haven't really looked at who might be left over from the gutted Pittsburgh Steelers staff. If it gets gutted, I guess.
Yeah, I thought I just saw that their offensive coordinator is Arthur Smith. He's interviewing.
It's Draymond Green kicking off my 14th NBA season and the new season of my podcast. And trust me, I'm not holding back. Listen to the Draymond Green Show wherever you get your podcasts.
For other jobs. So there's that.
There's an experienced guy.
Yeah. I mean, there are other guys that haven't been around for a couple of years, but you're like Mike McCarthy. Is that a possibility?
Yeah.
You know, if he doesn't get a head coaching job. I think there's a lot of names for offensive coordinator. And the Lions are getting ahead of it already, starting with their interview process. So, and I'm also curious to see what happens with the Lions, if anything, when the new head coaches get hired throughout the league. Because there are 9 head coach openings, which means there are 9 new staffs that are going to be assembled. Mm-hmm. Are any of these coaches going to try to, you know, pilfer off the Lions coaching tree and take one of their assistants and then elevate them to a coordinator position? Is that possible? Are we going to get ready to lose somebody?
I mean, they might. I don't really have a ton of those concerns because of the season that they just had. I mean, that might be a little bit narrow-minded and short-sighted, but let's face it. Everybody was looking at the Dan Campbell tree. Mm-hmm. Leading up to last year when both coordinators got plucked and then the coordinators started taking guys off the staff. They come back with a new staff this year and they don't exactly light the world on fire. I don't know how coveted a Lions assistant is right now.
Well, the offensive line coach was coveted enough last year to garner an interview for an offensive coordinator position with Seattle.
Well, that's true.
So does he get another interview or is he going to get plucked off the staff to become somebody's offensive coordinator?
So, according to the ESPN reporter that covers the Tennessee Titans, at this hour, Mike McDaniel is in their facility. And they are talking with Mike McDaniel later. And this is from Teron Davenport, who covers the Titans for ESPN. The team will conduct a virtual interview with Steelers OC Arthur Smith later today. Smith was the OC for the Titans during their run to the AFC Championship game in 2019 and the AFC South title in 2020. I think Arthur Smith would be a fine hire.
So our old cohort, John Lund, who I used to do the morning show with back in 2006 and 2005, he works out west, and he had an updated best worst list of NFL head coaching jobs, mm-hmm. and he put them in order. Titans' job, he has his number 2, and it's interesting why. You got a quarterback in place, the 4th overall pick, $97 million in cap space, among other things.
Well, that makes 2 of your radio partners, because remember when Kang did that question last week, what job would you want the most? For me, it was Tennessee for all of the resources. They got an extra draft pick. They got all the cap space. They got a star in the defensive line. They got a young quarterback in place that has a ton of promise. I like that job, personally. But, hey, man, there's a reason Vrabel wasn't there anymore, and you got to wonder if ownership gets in the way. But it's Carson Anderson. All right, with the surprising news that Tomlin was let go yesterday, it got us to thinking about something here in the office. We will get to that at 12:02 on 97.1.
What's up? It's Draymond Green. I'm back for my 14th NBA season, and my podcast, The Draymond Green Show, is back too. This season, I'm breaking down games, reacting to the biggest NBA stories, and sitting down with teammates, rivals, and culture shapers. And trust me, I'm not holding back, on the court or on the mic. 2 new episodes every week, new segments, big conversations, real basketball talk for the real hoop heads. Listen to and follow The Draymond Green Show wherever you get your podcasts. We're back, we're better, let's get it.